Glad you stopped by. Today we're going to be talking about five resume writing mistakes and how to stop them now. The sooner you stop them, the better results you're going to get. As you're well aware that the teacher resume or administrator resume is an effective tool and it does market you the product. But it only works if you do it right. If it's not done correctly, it would hinder your chances and make a bad first impression. So let's go over these mistakes and, you know, see if you're doing any of them. Bring your resume out. Now, first of all, are you using a resume template from, say, Microsoft Word or a similar program? Now, that might be fine for, say, a high school student or somebody at entry level, but not for professionals. You want to make sure that you use something that is creative, out of the box. So just defaulting from a template, it's not gonna score you any points for getting an interview. In fact, it'll probably lose points. So it's not going to be, you know, it's not a major piece of work. You know, you don't need all flash and color. You don't want to go that route, but you do want it to stand out. What you want to do is you want the administrator or the recipient to want to pick up that phone to call you for an interview. And then we've got an example in the article. You can click on the link for an elementary school teacher resume. And in it, it incorporates color and an icon. And you can also incorporate testimonials in it to prove that you are an outstanding educator. You might be able to get those from your letters of recommendation or evaluation. There's also a teacher's aid resume that you can click and go review the sample. Another mistake is an unclear resume target or specialty or desire. Now what this means is you don't gain attention because it's not clear to the reader what position you're applying for. So make it obvious. Start out, you know, obviously with your name, your contact details, and right underneath that is where you want to put the title of the position that you are seeking. And put it in bold, bigger font size than the other writing or typing in the resume. Because if you don't focus on the target, you're not going to get noticed. And so then the introductory or the profile paragraph, the summary, it needs to, all of this information in that profile needs to give your expertise as that person. So that profile is pretty important. And it needs to have keywords in it, which are scanned. And if it doesn't have keywords in it, it's not going to get to the human eye. And there is a sample of this for a school librarian media specialist position, a sample, which that position is increasing certainly in the amount of people that are applying and getting hired for that position over the last few years. So include your expertise, your skills, and your methods that makes you a great candidate for that position. So the cover letter is also included in the article. And maybe your resume is too long or too short. And there's been this ongoing thing that, oh my goodness, it can't be two pages. It's got to be one. That isn't true. Now, generally, if it's got over 5 years experience, you're going to probably go on to two pages because you're going to want that strong profile, that areas of expertise, and you're going to want to include accomplishments. And then you got to think of also professional development. So normally, I know that the resumes that we create are two pages, but of course that's not written in stone either. I mean, you've got somebody with a lot of publications in higher education, then it might go three pages. So you need to put in enough information that leaves them wanting more, but make sure you put in enough information so you get them to, again, pick up the phone. Okay. And here is some examples. So one is designed lesson plans that aligned to core curriculum. So turn that around and developed intriguing lessons that actively engaged learners, reinforced skills, and prepared students for midterms and finals. So it's showing by designing the lesson plans, what were the actual results of it? Because the results of it is what's going to sell you to the reader. And here's another one, administered assessments on a regular basis. And you can turn that into administered formal and informal assessments on a consistent basis to track student progress, utilized results to employ data-driven instruction and enhance student performance. So a much more giving the information, the results are there, we've got the keywords in it. So it's all very important to do it that way. Again, another example, maintained a well-behaved classroom. So turn it into worked with students to develop and institute classroom rules, which were clear, concise, and easy to follow, provided positive reinforcement to maintain a focused learning environment at all times. So it does sound better, and like again, you can put the buzzwords in there, the keywords, I guess. Number four, not emphasizing the critical value-added areas to your resume. So if you find that you're running out of room on your resume, be choosy about what sections you want to include and emphasize. You don't want to neglect specific areas. You want to make sure that you include, as I was saying, that profile at the top, areas of expertise, your accomplishments, your professional development, and affiliations. And you could include also publications, community involvement, and technology expertise. Now keep in mind, I know that when we create documents, we do write in a very, very concise form. So if you're writing in a lengthy form, you're going to say, well, it's too long. The key is to write in a concise form. There are some examples here of areas of expertise in the math teacher sample and the music teacher resume sample. And professional, I've got this highlighted because this in the article, this is very important. Professional accomplishments is one of the most important sections to highlight in a resume. These can be showcased in a bullet point format under each correlating job. Bulleted, remember I said, because they stand out. Your accomplishments should be easy to understand regardless of your profession you have just come from. They must also be applicable, factual if possible, and scrutinate. For example, if you are an elementary school teacher and you have boosted the overall class reading level and achieved a high score on state exams, highlight that. If you can use numbers or facts, that's even better. And how you achieved it. For an example, A, researched and chose literature that actively engaged and excited students to successfully boost class reading levels by one grade level. Another example, provided individualized instruction and after-school support to help a struggling student go from failing grade to not only passing the grade, but achieving an 85% on the year-end exam. And number C, the third one, developed creative thematic units to effectively explain complex math concepts which students normally consider dry and boring. Demonstrated real-life application and used multi-sensory activities to further reinforce the concepts. So when discussing topics such as professional development, publications, and technology expertise in your academic resume, make sure that they are relevant to the field of education. If you have a lot of courses or workshops under your belt, select the most recent and most applicable. You don't need to provide the whole page of in-services. Be choosy and concise. And what you could do if you wanted to make sure that you do eventually get them all the courses, you could make an admin, which means you would maybe take it to the interview with a statement on your resume, extra numerous in-service days, and that you've got a copy of it available upon request or at the interview. Okay, a number five mistake, and I see this so very often, disorganized or a poor resume layout. So if you know you have the right qualifications for the teaching jobs that you're applying for, but find a little interest, but there's little interest in you as a candidate, the physical layout of the resume is more than likely to blame. Look at your resume. Is it easy to read? Is it easy on the eyes? Like, it does it wow you? Does your resume catch the reader's eye and draw attention to the right points? Or is your document crowded, unorganized, and looked unprofessional? Not every inch of your paper needs to be filled with text. You certainly don't want that. You want to employ a lot of white space. That's the key for arranging any document and appeal to the reader. Comes back to the concise and the formatting. It's very, very important. So if you don't know a lot about Microsoft Word, again, it makes it difficult. And you want consistency throughout the document. So the section headings should be the same font, the same size, the same format. Bold or underline, bolded point should be the same shape, whether it be a circle, a square, or a dash. Indentation should be the same and spacing should be the same. Now, when choosing a font, make sure it's legible and a good font. Again, for scanning purposes, but easy on the eyes. Usually a 10 to 12 point is sufficient. Depending on the font type, stick to the more traditional collections, Times New Roman, Arial, Book Antica, New York, Garmond. Do not use Comic Sans or Pacris unless they are for your name. Do not overuse colors or effects. Remember, you are applying to be a teacher, not a graphic designer. Sometimes I know that art teachers do use a little bit more of a graphics to their resume. So again, if it's relevant. So if you can go to the article and maybe tweet this, because I've got click to tweet there, so you can share with your colleagues or your friends. And you can also go back to the visual article and click. There's many resume and cover letter sample on the site. And if you do have a struggle, you can certainly contact the numbers toll free or send me an email. And share on all the social media channels. Leave a comment. And hope you enjoyed this article. And have a great day. Bye-bye.